Brian and I are moving forward now, sharing a piece of BGMU information that I happen to have. One of the pipes that was replaced in one of those earlier outages, water lines, and BGMU pulled that pipe, the production date on that pipe was 1888. So I think the city got their money for about that.
That's incredible.
1888. We took it out and gonna put it, probably give it to the museum. Yeah. So it had been there a while. Mr. Brian Cooster will share with us, give us an update on the status of some of the things that are going on in housing and resident life, as is the case with Mr. Russell's summer. Summer is a time that we play catch up and we renovate and we improve and prepare ourselves for the upcoming year. So I'm going to quickly turn the program over to him and let him tell us what's going on in housing and resident life for summer.
Well, I kind of have a hodgepodge of things I'd like to share with you today. Wanted to share, we talked earlier about sustainability efforts on campus, and one of the programs that we've been doing for the last several years is a program called Light Me Low. And the concept is that students, as they pack to go home, instead of throwing things away and putting them in the dumpsters and going to the landfill, we put big boxes in the lobbies and we collect the items. This year, it's amazing what students leave. We collected almost 5,500 articles of clothing and accessories, 1,000 hangers, 1,894 household items, including small appliances, lamps, mirrors, cleaning supplies, 604 school supplies, 67 refrigerators, microwaves, and TVs, almost a ton, 1,940 pounds of non-perishable food, and then 8,157 items of clothing and household or total of everything. That was collected, and we donated everything to the Bowling Green Housing Authority. They take it all and give it all to their clients. So this is something that David Baskett in our office coordinates, and as you can see, you can imagine, it takes a lot of his summer student crew to collect this and sort it and take it to the Housing Authority. But I think that's a again, something that would directly go into the local landfill otherwise that can be used. This summer, we do have several big things going on, something that Regent Ridley would be interested in. We are refunding our two outstanding bond issues, and then total outstanding amount is about $68,750,000. And then we're adding to that our financing part of our Kentucky Street apartments of a little $10 million. But we're going to amortize that over 15 years and during a direct purchase with that. We're working with J.P. Morgan Chase on that. We also, this summer, have engaged a consultant to help us put together an updated housing master plan. So as we look to the next 10 years of renovations, new construction, we wanted to get a consultant to help us make some of those decisions. As you all know, the Student Life Foundation is 15 years old this summer, and over the last 15 years, we have renovated every bed on campus, and then have two new apartment complexes that are just less than 3 years old, so the time does go by quickly. This summer, we are replacing windows in two buildings. In Rose Harlan, if you look on the middle picture, you see the new windows, and then the bottom, the first floor level, You can see what the old windows kind of look like. The far picture on the left shows more old windows. But again, that's more energy efficiency and student comfort than anything else. The efficiency payback is a long period, but it will extend the life of both Rose Harlan and Yogurt Hall is the other building that we're doing windows on. We also are gutting and renovating the bathrooms in Gilbert Hall for a second time. You know, you've been there a while when you go through multiple renovations of the same space. But Gilbert Hall for next year will become a building for our Honors College for a lot of their incoming first-year students. So we have done a lot of work in that building during the semester break at December. We renovated the lobby, and then now this summer we're totally renovating all the bathrooms to create individual shower stalls and more privacy in the bathroom. We're spending, with these three projects and several other projects that we're doing this summer, over $1.4 million we're investing in the current residence halls. Just wanted to kind of share with you kind of what how Western's housing rate compares to other state institutions. And this is for a traditional two-bedroom, double-occupancy, community bath room, the lowest cost room on all the campuses. So you can see that, again, we're in the middle of the pack with that. When you look at buildings that have more amenities, such as private bedrooms or private baths or suites, the cost of several universities do go about twice as much as what we're charging for in that same room. So I think our students do have a good value compared to state institutions in Kentucky. And then lastly, as I go along with Brian's admissions report, I want to share with you our office report. As of June the 15th, our new applications are up 198 from this time last year, and so total we're up 235 applications from this time last year. Obviously we will house all of our incoming first-time students, but the numbers on our end look good for next fall.
There's your number three. I mean, really, that's an indication of where we are.
Any questions?
Are you doing LED lights when you like in Gilbert? I noticed there was a fluorescent fixture in one of those pictures.
Yes. Well, we don't always, it depends on the application, but we do use high efficiency lighting. In the
case
in places where LED makes sense,
we do that. That's a great point, Brian referred to. That we all incoming students will be first priority to be accommodated, and if we run into space pressures in our residence halls, we will release sophomores or upperclassmen from any sophomore requirement as a first point of strategy to ensure that all incoming students are accommodated in our residence halls. So no matter how full our residence halls become, we will always accommodate incoming students. Our freshman sophomore requirement policy will be adjusted for the sophomore level students based on GPA. We'll start with the highest GPA and work our way down to release students from their housing obligation based on academic performance.
To what extent, you know, which is not specifically the community, but to what extent are our residents utilized year-round?
We have four buildings that are open from August until May. And that's Barnes and Beavis, Mel and Female, and then Southwest and Northeast, Upper Class Cole. And then the apartments are open year-round.
And so we have four.
Yeah, and in the summer we have one building this summer because we're tired to open, and there's about 300 students living there this summer. The summer numbers go way down, and part of that is students that have apartments on campus are looking to sublease. Western students seem to go home in the summer and not stay in Burlington anymore.
So we get much utilization of those residence halls in the summer with other summer programs?
Yes. Summer camp program is huge, and we work very closely with University of Vince with them.
If you would be in Fresh Food without right now, you'll see the summer camps. So many of those students, particularly the middle school and high school students, are here for a variety of different programs. They live in our region.
My last question. I know we've come a long way in making it possible for our international students here to find somewhere to stay. But are we now at a point, there's multiple options for international students?
I think that's one of the areas that I want my consultant to help us with. I think the areas that we want to look at is our international students, our athletes, and our colleagues, along with looking at a freshman sophomore to get into their options than just the feedback. A lot of international students do live in dorms and meetings in those four buildings that are open here, right? And that's quite frankly why we have four buildings that open here. And then obviously we did start with that.
Before we finish the student affairs report, intentionally did not recognize the NICU earlier when we recognized James, because we're not quite sure exactly what NICU's role will be in our July meeting, with her successor being on an internship with the U.S. Embassy in Beijing right now, J. Todd Ritchie. He won't be here in July, and NICU is in the midst of determining what her theological future might be. May be off on her next adventure by then. We're just not sure yet. So there will be the opportunity to recognize Nikki at our July meeting or in some other yet to be determined fashion. And she may be serving as our student agent through the July meeting as well. Because J. Todd won't be installed until he won't be actually taking the oath of office until maybe even the fall meeting.
Yeah. Unless for some undetermined reason he decides to come back.
We close the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, I'm sure we'll be the first to get the heck out of there.
But not knowing exactly what will happen in terms of in July, I would like to say that having worked with quite a few good government presidents over my tenure here, Nikki has definitely been one of the outstanding. She's in that top tier of two or three that I've worked with over the years. She has done well.
So, happy to have lunch with you, and where we have lunch?
Right in the hallway here.
Great, okay. Thank you all very much.
Well, Mr. Chair, before anybody scatters, I'd ask for just a few.